Now, Indonesia is the world's most populous Muslim country, but only one region is governed by Islamic or Sharia law. That's Aceh, which was devastated by the tsunami in 2004. For young people in Aceh, Sharia means no movie theaters, no girls and boys hanging out together in private, no short skirts. That doesn't mean young people in Aceh don't have fun, though. In the provincial capital, there's a burgeoning live music scene. Julia Simon reports from Banda Aceh.
On a Friday at noon, the beach is empty. In this conservative Muslim region, most people are at the mosque. But 28-year-old Ronnie has other plans. He's sitting on a bench in the sand, playing his guitar. Like many young people here, Ronnie plays in a band. And someday, he may end up performing in one of Aceh's many coffee shops. Like the Hubba Cafe. 40-year-old Rizky Agustiancia opened Hubba in May. He used money he earned working for the NGOs that descended on Aceh after the tsunami. Rizky says that with all the former NGO workers turned entrepreneurs, there are a lot of new coffee shops in town.
Yeah, I think every month there is one or two cafes open in Banda Aceh, but also sometimes five are closed.
Rizky says the competition is forcing changes.
But now it's a lot of cafes providing the Wi-Fi, and then they have a good concept. For example, like ours, we have live music.
Friday night, Hubba is packed with hundreds of people. Boys and girls sit together at tables. Rizky says even under Sharia law, that's fine, as long as they aren't kissing. Five bands are performing tonight, including one called Left for Right. Andre Gopi is the lead singer.
And mostly we play the Beatles song. Yeah, the Beatles!
Some boys just call me John Lennon. Yeah, when I walk down the street and come into the coffee shop and some people just shouting like, "Hey, John Lennon, where are you going?"
But in Aceh, playing music in coffee shops means following rules. Rules imposed by the Walayatul Hizba, the local government's community policing group. It's known in English as the Sharia Police. That's Samsudin, the head of Aceh Sharia Police. He says that music in the cafes is all right.
As long as you don't go breaking the Sharia law, as long as you don't dance in couples wearing inappropriate clothes, we don't want to bring Jakarta's culture to Aceh.
Left for Right singer Andre says the main reason a lot of young Achenese spend so much time in coffee shops is that, under the watchful eye of the Sharia police, that's one of the few things they can do.
We cannot go camping. We cannot go to the beach at nighttime. We cannot go with our girlfriends to wherever we want. The girls cannot go out in the midnight time. So the coffee shop is the major place that the people, the young or old people, go for fun in Banda Aceh. At the weekend, we go to the beach, but the beach is closed in the evening.
And the beach is quiet on Friday at noon. I ask Ronnie if we're going to get in trouble for playing music, for being on the beach during Friday prayer, but he says no one is going to bother us.
WH enggak punya masalah ya.
Apa WH? Jadi gini, WH juga manusia.
The Sharia police are also human, he says. They also appreciate art. For the world, I'm Julia Simon, Aceh.
You can see a slideshow of some of Aceh's musicians in coffee shops at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow.